you ever been in a situation when you're working and a fellow employee or somebody that works for you makes a mistake and you don't quite know how to politically correctly fix them without sounding like an idiot and mean?
I'm not sure that politically correct is the term that we're looking for. You want to help somebody. You want to improve the situation. You don't want to tear them down. You want to make things better.
Yeah, Becca Carnahan is a career coach. You can find her online at BeccaCarnahan.com. Becca, how do you correct an employee without making them feel bad?
It can feel so awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
When someone makes a mistake and you're like, gosh, like, I know I want to help this person, but I don't want to make them feel bad. So one of the first things I recommend to people is to approach the situation from a place of curiosity. Like, what happened here? Why did they make a mistake? Is that really a mistake? Or is it just a different way of doing things? That's one way to reframe your own thinking and being like, let's ask this person, what happened here? But it opens up the conversation in a way that's not confrontational. It's curious.
So let's say you get an email that goes out to somebody and it has several grammatical and spelling errors on it. And you want to say to them, okay, you have to
You're really dumb, but you're right.
Do you not know how to use spell check? And why would you send this to so many people above us, you know, with these mistakes? So how I would say it is, okay, why would they make all these errors? And then when I have no answer to that.
Right. Then you would have to go to them with curiosity.
Correct.
What happened here? You would have to do that instead of what you've done before, which is you walk in the room and go, this is terrible. Who taught you how to do this? This is dumb. And then actually picks up the stapler, opens it up, and shoots staples at the person.
I would never, ever, ever do that, I promise.
You haven't done that?
Oh, and I believe you. You didn't do that.
Yeah, never. But it is an awkward situation to have. So in that case, you would say in a situation like that, be like, is there a reason why? Did you just send this really quickly? Or how would you phrase that?
You might say, hey, I noticed that this email went out. There were some grammatical mistakes within it. Let's talk about it. Were you short on time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need some help with your workload?
That's going to be tough here because pretty much we don't lessen anybody's workload. We just put more on. That's what happens. But okay, all
right. That's fair.
That's fair.
If you kind of just approach it like, tell me what happened here. Let's figure this out. So that's one way. The other recommendation I have to people too is to not sit on it. Some people they don't want to have the conversation, so they get scared off and like, I'll just wait and hope it gets better on its own. But instead, just have the conversation, because otherwise you're going to be dwelling on it. The other person isn't going to have a chance to fix that mistake, and then they're probably going to make it again. So approach the person sooner rather than later, not in front of a ton of people, but privately. You know, like, ask them what happened here, try to explain your point of view, if they don't really have a good reason as to why things happened. All right, we need to make sure that we fix this going forward, because this is how it impacts the rest of the business. Let's make a plan for how you can fix this going forward.
I have a problem where I don't like confrontation. So a lot of times this is exactly what I do. I avoid it until it comes so unavoidable that I make Raven do it for me, which is even worse, actually.
That's happened sometimes.
Right? Yeah.
And then Raven's throwing staples, and we don't want that either.
Right.
Yeah, I throw bigger things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I'm a crusader, so I believe, you know, if I'm losing my temper for myself, then I say to myself, whoa, I should back up. If I'm losing my temper in the name of somebody else, I feel like I'm completely righteous.
Yeah.
I might burn the world to the ground at that point.
And that's what we're just looking to temper our tempers, if you will.
Becca Carnahan, you can visit her online at BeccaCarnahan.com.